Okay, we have the piece from Tafshin Aleph. Sukkos from the year Tafshin Aleph. You can see it's titled V'hayartzeit HaRishona Shel Bini HaRav HaChassid V'HaKadosh Zatzal. Right, the Rebbe's son was tragically killed in a bombing. He was badly injured, lingered for a number of a short period of time, and then passed away from his wounds. And the Rebbe was unbelievably close with his son and loved his son deeply, as every father does for their son. But the loss was very, very overwhelming for him, understandably so. And on the first Yahrzeit, on Beis Sukkos, on the second day of Sukkos, on the first Yahrzeit, so he spoke about his son, without really speaking a lot about his son. But as you'll see, it's very much about his son. Okay, he begins with the pasuk, "Pasuk asher amar bini hakadosh harav chassid Rav Elimelech zatzal, b'sof shmona esrei hu." Right, we know that there's an inyan to say a pasuk that's merames to your name, that starts with the first letter of your name and ends with the last letter of your name. So he says, "My son Rav Elimelech, right, would say the pasuk from Tehillim Tazayin, Amart laHashem, Hashem ata, right, Amart laAdonai, Adonai ata." Tovasi bal alecha. Right? It starts with an aleph, it ends with a chaf. This is the pasuk or one of the psukim that someone whose name Elimelech should say at the end of davening. He comes back to this pasuk at the very end of the mimer. We're not going to have a chance, I don't think, today to go through the whole thing because it's pretty long. So what that pasuk has to do with what we're about to learn is we'll have to see. Maybe tomorrow. Maybe you'll learn it on your own. But the essence of the piece we're about to learn right now. And that is that the Gemara tells us in Sanhedrin Daf Mem Zayin Amud Aleph, on the pasuk Mizmor LaAsaf Elohim Ba'u Goyim Benachal Asecha, Timu Es Heichal Kadshecha, Samu Es Yerushalayim Le'iim, Nosnu Es Nivlas Avadecha Macha La'Of Hashamayim, Bisar Chasidecha L'Chayso Aretz. That's the whole pasuk. Again, if you have the new edition that we're using in Shir, you have the whole pasuk. If not, again, I only was able to get the older edition online. To display on the screen. But the pasuk says that Mizmor LaAsaf, right, the Goyim have entered into your territory, Hashem, and they've defiled your Heichal, and they've wrecked Yerushalayim. And then the pasuk says, Nosnu es nivlas avadecha macha la'of hashamayim. It's a very painful pasuk. That they have left the what? The nivlas, the nevela. Nevela is a carcass, but the bodies, right, the dead bodies of avadecha, of your servants, have been left for food for the birds of the heavens. And then the besar chasidecha, and the flesh of your chasidim, lechayso aretz, for the wild animals in the field. So the Gemara wants to know, it's describing two types of martyrs, avadecha and chasidecha. And the Gemara wants to know, what's avadecha, what's chasidecha? What's the difference between the two? So the Gemara says, my avadecha, my chasidecha. What is avadecha? And what is chasidecha? What does it mean to be a servant of Hashem? What does it mean to be a chasid? So the Gemara says, Lav chasidecha, chasidecha mamish. The chasidim that are described here, the pious ones who are described here, are truly pious ones. Avadecha is a reference to those who are mechayve dina demeikara. Those who, and again, this edition on the screen cuts out a lot of the words. You have to actually look up the Gemara. But if you have, again, the newer edition, which many of you do, in front of you, you can see it. Avadecha, again, chasidecha, the chasidim, are the actual chasidim. Who are avadecha? Avadecha are those individuals who are mechayiv dina d'meikara, who deserve to be punished. V'kevan d'iktol kari le'avadecha. But since iktol, since they were killed, now they're called your servants. In other words, people who died al Kiddush Hashem, obviously he's certainly quoting such a Gemara because he's reflecting on the first Yahrzeit of his son who died al Kiddush Hashem. So the Rebbe is saying, right, the Gemara is saying that Chasidecha are those people who are truly pious people. Avadecha are people who are deserving of punishment, but because they died al Kiddush Hashem, they died in the Chorban of Yerushalayim, so therefore they're upgraded to Avadecha. They're called Avadecha, your servants. So, Chaver, what's the question? The Hasidim also died al Kiddush Hashem. Meaning, why did the Jew who deserves to be punished, right, because he died a martyr's death, a holy death, so he gets elevated to the level of what? He's called an Eved. He's called now a true servant of Hashem, a loyal servant of Hashem. What about the Hasidim who died? Why are the Hasidim not given an upgrade? Didn't they also make a sacrifice that deserves a, you know, an upgrade in their title? V'tzarech lahavin, we need to understand. Im kein chasidecha haynu shahayu gam mikodem chasidim. If chasidecha refers to those who were pious individuals even before they were killed, u'kishenehargu kamo sh'amar apasuk, and when they were killed, as the pasuk describes, bisar chasidecha l'chayso aretz, the flesh of your chasidim have been left for the animals of the field, al yedei ze alu od yoser. So seemingly, again, when they die, al kiddush Hashem, they should also have an increase, a spiritual increase. Ki gam mi shelo hayu avadecha alu madregas avadecha, al yedei shenergu al yedei akum. Because even those people who, again, were not even loyal servants of Hashem, because they died as Jews at the hands of our enemies, they were called avadim. They were called loyal servants of Hashem. That was the title they were given for their sacrifice. So why are the chasidim not called something more than chasidim when they died? If the Gemara is assuming that avadecha is a title that they were given after they died al kiddush Hashem, so chasidecha, right? If chasidecha is who they really were originally, they should also be given a nicer title, an increase in their spiritual qualities. Va'avadecha korei b'Hashem sha'alu lo achar shenergu, ki mikodem lo hayu avadecha, rak achar kach, u'b'shem zeh nikran. So we need to understand again, why are the Hasidim not given a loftier title for their sacrifice? So the Rebbe starts by saying something very powerful. The Rebbe says, Pashut efshar. You could say a simple explanation. Mipnei she'ein b'tanach madrega yoiser gedola mechassid b'inyan avoda. It's a powerful line. And while chassid doesn't only mean a chassid of the Baal Shem Tov, right? But certainly the Rebbe, who's carrying on the legacy of Torah's Baal Shem Tov, understands that being a chassid, living a life of a chassid, there's no greater title for such a person. There's no expression in Tanakh, there's no madrega that's loftier than reaching the level of chasidus, right, in the truest sense of the word. Lachein afsha chasidim kishenergu, and therefore, when the chasidim died al kiddush Hashem, olu al yedeza l'madrega yoyser gedola, it's true, of course, the neshamas have an aliyah, the neshamas reach a higher level, but in terms of a definition, in terms of a title, ein shame yoser lekroso v'rachasid yoyser nase. Right? There's nothing more you could say than chasid. There's no more beautiful term to use than chassid. So that could be the pashup shot. The pashup shot as to why we don't change the name of the chassidim in this pasuk. Again, bisar chassidecha l'chayso aretz. The flesh of the chassidim has been left to the animals of the field. They died al kiddush Hashem. Because there's no greater title than chassid. But let's try to understand, what is a chassid? A chassid is not defined by a langa coat or a strimal or payas. Right? Those are the outer trappings, maybe, of certain chassidim. That's not the definition of a chassid. What does it mean to be a person who is a chassid? Where does the word itself come from? So the Rebbe explains in the next paragraph. Od efshar ki isa b'zohar kadosh. The Zohar tells us a deep secret. The Zohar says that a chassid is the ultimate expression of chesed. She'a chassid hu mishem chesed kanoda. In what way is a chassid a person of chesed? And how does it relate to the chassidim that David HaMelech is describing, who died al kiddush Hashem? And obviously, again, the Rebbe reflecting on the loss of his own son. V'chesed hu lasos imzu laso. Chesed, of course, what does it mean to be a Baal Chesed? Chesed is what one does with zu laso, with another. How I look out for somebody else. V'chein isa b'Sanhedrin, the Gemara tells us in Sanhedrin, daf kofiur amid beiz, the chassidus of Rabbi Akiva was his ability to what? To look out for others, to provide for others. Lachain rak mishuhu bal mezeg tov. So a person who what? A person who is a person of a mezeg tov, of a good disposition. He's zach v'tov lizulaso. He's good and he's kind to others. Turning the page for those who have our edition. Only a person, again, who's a kind-hearted person. And the Rebbe's son was so sweet, like the Rebbe himself. such a beloved person, such an easy person to be around. He made everyone feel good. Again, the Piazetzer Rebbe was everyone's Rebbe, for the young, for the old. Everyone felt uplifted when they were in the presence of the Tzaddik. And if you're not the type of person who naturally, if it's not your nature to be a kind person, then a person needs to work on himself. If you want to be a chassid, in the true sense of the word. If you're not a person who's naturally friendly and giving, etc., you need to work on yourself. She is hapech liish tov liyisrael, to become a good-hearted person to the Jewish people. Rak oz yachol le'asos chassid. Then you can call yourself a chassid. A chassid is not about having certain stringencies in your personal practices. A chassid is a person who is a shliach of Hashem to try to what? To put a smile on someone else's face. To be mechazik a Jew when he's going through a difficult time. A chassid is trying to what? Bestow kindness upon others. That's the definition of a chassid. Umuvan bezeh hada amra ha-gemara. So with this we can understand a little bit about what the Gemara says about Simchas Beis HaShoeva. What does the Gemara say about the Simchas Beis HaShoeva? She besimchas Beis HaShoeva chassidim va'anshei maisa hayu meraktim. Who celebrated the most at the Simchas Beis HaShoeva? Who was the most excited? The chassidim and the anshei maisa were the ones who were dancing. Lama dafka chassidim v'lo kol ish yisraeli. Why were the chassidim the most into it? Right? A true chassid. Why were the chassidim and the anshei maisa, the people of fine character, why were they the most taken by the Simchas Beis HaShoeva in the Beis HaMikdash? K'mosh medayik b'zeh harav ha-kadosh zatzal b'ha-sidr, ayin sham. As the Rav, as the Baal HaTanya explains in his Siddur, what does it mean? Why were they the most excited? Because what's happening at Simchas Beis HaShoeva? We're pouring water on the Mizbeach. It's the Nisach HaMayim. Mayim represents Chesed. Sukkot is a time where we're able to start drawing from the Shefa that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to bring to the world. It's a new year. It's new opportunities. Everything we davened for in Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur is starting to descend upon us. The spiritual Shefa and the physical success is starting to emerge over the course of Sukkot. So a person who is happy that others are happy, that others are successful, that others are being treated well, is the type of person who can celebrate the success of another. And therefore, at the Simchas Beis HaShoeva, it was dafka the Chassidim who were celebrating. Let's keep reading. Kitzarech lahavin, mahu ha'inyan shenisach hamayim, shu'o chesed, hischil dafka bu'ushpizas Yitzchak, shahaya b'chinas gevura. And Chavre, this is the key question, so underline this line. Again, tzarech lahavin, we need to understand. The Nisach HaMayim, the celebration of Simchas Beis HaShoeva, such an awesome, joyous experience. Tosfos quotes in the fifth parak of Sukkah, the Talmud Yerushalmi, that Yonah, who we're going to read about in a couple of days on Yom Kippur, Mincha time, the Haftar of Yonah. Yonah became a prophet at the Simchas Beis HaShoeva because there was such an energy at that place, it was such a simcha, that people were literally drawing down. It was a Shoeva, they were drawing down Ruach HaKodesh. It was mamish, such an open simcha. And yet, when is Simchas Beis HaShoeva? Well, let's think like Eretz Yisrael Jews, not just Chutz La'aretz Jews, right? You have one day of Sukkot, you have a first day of Sukkot, Yom Tov, and then Motzei Yom Tov, right? Motzei Yom Tov Rishon Shochag, in the language of the Mishnah in Sukkah, on the Motzei Yom Tov, in other words, as we start the second night of Sukkot, which in Eretz Yisrael is Chol HaMoed, we begin to celebrate Simchas Beis HaShoeva. So says the Rebbe, hold on a second. We have a concept of Ushpizin. We have guests who come to visit us on Sukkot. Who is the guest on the first night of Sukkot? Avraham. Avraham is Chesed. Who is our guest on the second night of Sukkot? Yitzchak. Yitzchak is Gevura. We often think of Gevura as being associated with Midas HaDin, the very opposite of Chesed. How could it be that the Simchas Beis HaShoeva, which celebrates the water pouring, which is the downpouring of Chesed, a Shefa of Chesed, how could it be that we dafka begin that celebration, the root of that celebration, says the Rebbe, is b'ushpizas Yitzchak, which is the bechina of Gevura. How could it be that a celebration of Chesed coincides with a day which corresponds to a person whose whole essence is Gevura? So, Chavre, we need to understand the Chesed of Gevura. And the Rebbe is going to explain it. Who here knows Rav Gerzi? By a show of hands, who knows Rav Gerzi? Nani knows Rav Gerzi. Jack Katz knows Rav Gerzi. Rav Gerzi once explained this yesod to me, and it was a big breakthrough when I first heard this idea of how chesed and gvura, because everything, again, when we talk about the midos of Hashem, there's a oneness to them, right? Obviously, as they kind of trickle down into this world, so we start to see them as opposites. We see chesed and gvura as opposing forces, as different types of energy. But the truth is, at their shoresh, chesed and gvura are really one. And that's why during Sfiras HaOmer we say chesed shebechesed, chesed shebegvura, gvura shebechesed. They're all interwoven with one another, because the midos, if understood deeply and properly, we realize that they're not really opposing each other, they're actually complementing each other in a very deep way. So how could it be that the celebration of chesed is a celebration of what? Is a celebration of Yitzchak, which is gvura, which is midas hadin. It seems to be opposites. So explains the Rabbi, lefi hanizkar la'el, Bipnei Shela Asid, in the future Yelamid Chus Al Yisrael. What do we know about Yitzchak? Yitzchak is the one who in the future is going to be Malamid Chus on Klal Yisrael. The Gemara says in Maseches Shabbos on Daf Pei Tes that in the end of days Hashem is going to try to figure out what to do with the Jewish people. And Avram Avinu says, not my problem. In a few more minutes, we're learning Torah, and then we're going to go build the sukkah.
Okay,
Yaakov Yedidya. Anyone wants to come help? You're cordially invited. So in the end of days, Avram Avinu is going to say, Klal Yisrael's not my problem. Yaakov's going to say, not my problem. Hashem, they're your kids, they're your problem. Yitzchok says, Hashem, let's work together. Palgi alai, palgi alach, I'll take half the weight on me, you take half the weight on you, let's work it out, let's help Klal Yisrael. Why is Yitzchok the one, Yitzchok Avinu, why is he the one who's melamed chos on Klal Yisrael? Why is he the one who understands to see the good in Jews? Yitzchak. Yitzchak, who's so mysterious in the Torah. He hardly speaks in the Torah. He's so withdrawn in the Torah. We don't really understand who Yitzchak is. V'gam imatzmuso v'chayav yirtza l'chaper aleihem. And Yitzchak Avinu is the one who is prepared to what? To be the sacrifice of Klal Yisrael. We've been saying every day in Slichos, we always come back to Akedas Yitzchak. We talk about it and we lean on it. And we draw from its chus. So why is it that Yitzchak, right? What is it about Yitzchak? He's the person who defends Klal Yisrael. He was the one who was prepared to sacrifice himself for Klal Yisrael, so to speak. Yitzchak says before Hashem, Shabbos daf peites amud beis, I sacrifice my soul for you, Hashem, and therefore you owe me. In other words, Yitzchak has certain zchuyos that no one else, he could say certain things, he can make certain demands of Hashem that others can't. V'hi gvuras Yitzchak l'kabel ha-gvura al atzmo b'shvil Yisrael. If you're prepared to die, to be able to bring merit to someone else, there's no greater chesed than that. There's no greater gvura than that, dying al kiddush Hashem, but there's also no greater chesed, because when tzaddikim leave this world, they advocate for us on high. So the Rebbe is saying, my son, right, who made the ultimate gvuradik sacrifice, who died al kiddush Hashem, that's the ultimate act of chesed, because my son was a true chassid. And a chassid is a person who gives of himself for someone else. What better way to give of yourself? What fuller way to give of yourself than to give your life as a means of kapara for someone else? And that's what he's saying here. Again, look at the words. The gvura of Yitzchak is lekabel ha-gvura al atzmo, is to take the midas hadin upon himself, bishvil Yisrael, to protect Klal Yisrael. Shehi madrega hachi gedola shebechesed, underline the words, because that's the ultimate chesed. When you give of yourself, to give up your life. You know, yesterday was 9/11. And there's stories, so many stories, of Jews and also non-Jews, people, human beings, who knew that they were risking their own lives to protect someone else, and people who gave their lives to save other people. Right? It's an unbelievable thing to think that a person could become so selfless and willing to give up everything to give to someone else. And we do that. We can do that all the time. When I give up my time to be a chazik, another Jew, time is life. So I'm giving my life for someone else. It's a zer anpin. It's a small measure of making the ultimate sacrifice for someone else. Right? When I mechazik another person, and I give some of my simcha sachayim, and I share it with someone else, when I give my hard-earned money that Hashem has blessed me with to give tzedakah to someone else, these are all forms of what? Of chesed, right? Which is rooted in a gvura. It's a self-sacrifice. in order to help someone else. L'chein dafka, so says the Rebbe, it should be so clear to us now. B'ushpizas Yitzchak hischil nisach hamayim shehu chesed. Dafka on the ushpizan of Yitzchak, we begin to what? To bring down bracha upon Klal Yisrael. Yitzchak, who didn't care about himself, he only cared to share blessing with others. Uve'ikr chasidim anshei maisa raktu. And therefore the chasidim and the anshei maisa, they're dancing because they're so happy for Klal Yisrael. Mipnei ha-chesed li-Yisrael shenimshach az. They're celebrating the success of the Jewish people. The way Rav Gerzi explained this to me one time, Rav Gerzi was saying about a certain Torah personality who was very loving, fully loving of Jews. So Rav Gerzi said about this tzaddik, he said, you know, what was his main midah? So I said, chesed. He said, no, gvura. I said, what do you mean gvura? How is that gvura? How is a person who gives of himself so fully for others, why is that called gvura? So Rav Gerzi explained to me, he said, because the gvura means withdrawing yourself. See, a person, some people come into the room and they take over the room, right? They fill the whole space. They don't leave any space for anyone else. A person who what? Who wants to make space for others goes into a state of gvura. He's mitzamtzem himself. He withdraws himself. And he makes so much space for other people. And because of that, it's a chesed and a gvura that comes together. His gvura, his holding himself back, gives other people a voice in the conversation. Gives other people a sense of comfortability being seated at that table, so to speak. It's such a deep way to look at it. When you hold yourself back, you do chesed, you make space for others. So gvura and chesed are actually deeply, deeply interwoven. So Yitzchak, who was prepared to tie himself down at the Akedah, to sacrifice his life for Klal Yisrael, right, is a gvuradika personality, but in a sense is the greatest what? Chassid, the greatest celebration of chesed. And it's in that way that Avram and Yitzchak really are able to be a father and a son. How could a son be so different from his father? The answer is he's not so different than his father. Yitzchak is a chesed that manifests itself in the outer trappings of gvura. But a deep understanding of what gvura is sacrificing myself to perform chesed for another. And that makes a person into a chassid. Not just an ish chesed, but a chassid. Okay, let's go a little bit further. Let's understand a little bit more about the sacrifice of the Jews that the Rebbe was talking about. Aval tzarech lahavin. We need to further understand. We need to understand a little bit deeper. Lama zerak la'osid, yomer yitzchak la'kadosh baruch hu hakrevas. Why in the future? The Gemara says that in the future Yitzchak is going to defend Klal Yisrael by saying, I was a karban. I made the ultimate sacrifice. Why didn't Yitzchak defend us earlier? Lama lo amar kein b'churban beis hamikdash? Why didn't Yitzchak stop the destruction of the beis hamikdash by playing his cards and saying, Hashem, you owe me because I was prepared to be a karban for you? V'lo b'chol tzaras Yisrael shi'achaper lem b'kadosh baruch hu mishum dekrevas nafshi. Throughout all of the tzaros of history, why only in the future? Why didn't Yitzchak Avinu stop the Holocaust by saying, Hashem, you owe me? Why only in the future, at the end of days, la'asid lavo, says the Gemara, is Yitzchak going to be able to say, Hashem, I was a karban, and therefore you owe Klal Yisrael? Aval maisa avosim labanim. So now the Rebbe says something that's unbelievably deep and unbelievably painful and inspiring at the same time. And this is one of the famous Torahs of the Rebbe. Right, this idea is a very famous one. That's why Elliot Fuchs was getting so excited in the WhatsApp group this morning. Because you have to know this idea. And it's very important, and it can be expanded into other ways as well, which I hope you'll think about. Maisa avos simul labanim. Right, we know from the Medrash, right, most people think it's a Ramban. The Ramban made the concept famous, but it's really a Medrash. Chazal say, Maisa avos, that the behaviors and the actions of the avos, simin labanim, is indicative and sets the tone for what's going to come after. V'haschala la'avodes Yisrael haisa. It's the beginning of the avoda of the Jews that are going to follow. U'v'chol avoda seinu omrim elokei Avram, elokei Yitzchak, elokei Yaakov. That's why we always come back to elokeinu v'elokei avoseinu, because we see ourselves as part, and really not just the biological or spiritual heirs, to their values and ideas. But we're actually, well, we're walking in their footsteps. Elokeinu v'elokei avoseinu, elokei Avram, I am a continuation, the God of Avram. Avram paved the way for us. Yitzchak paved the way for us. Yaakov paved the way for us. So listen, Chavra, what happened at Akedas Yitzchak? What happened at that moment that Yitzchak was prepared to be a carbon? Avram was also a carbon. Avram was thrown into a Kivshan Aish. But Yitzchak was the first carbon where Hashem said, I command you to be a carbon. V'chein gam ha'akeda lo nisayon li'yitzchak levad ha'isa rak haschala la'avoda shal mesiras nefesh la'Hashem uli Yisrael. Akedas Yitzchak is the beginning of a very painful and, again, superficially unfortunate legacy of Jews dying al Kiddush Hashem. Yitzchak is the beginning. Let's look at the words again. It's the nisayon of Yitzchak. It's not just his nisayon. It's not for him alone. But it's the beginning of the avoda of mesiras nefesh for Hashem and for Klal Yisrael. V'kevan shenisyono shel Avi Yitzchak hayaratzon umachshava shelo nishalmu b'po'el legamrei. But says the Rebbe such a deep thing. The Rebbe says, what was the sacrifice of Avram and Yitzchak? Did Yitzchak die at the Akedah, Jonathan Berger? He did not. But he lived. So where was the sacrifice? Look at the words. The nisayon of Avram and Yitzchak, hayaratzon umachshava, was what? Was a willingness to die al Kiddush Hashem. Because lemaisa, the body of Yitzchak, was not actually offered. Yes, the Medrash says that in some way his neshama left his body and a new neshama came down. And there's a lot of deep Torah about what happened at Akedas Yitzchak. But lemaisa, don't touch him. Don't do anything to the boy. Al tishlach yadcha lenar. Right? Hashem says to him, the Malach says to him, don't touch him, don't hurt him. Don't. And Avram says, can I just draw a little blood so that we can say it? You know, there was a kiyum lemaisa. No, don't touch him, don't touch him. Lachain, says the Rebbe, Kol Maisa Yisrael Haneharagim Al Yidei Akum Shehu Lehepech. So, Chaver, think about this. The Piyazetz, the Rebbe's holy son, he was not commanded specifically by Hashem to die Al Kiddush Hashem. Right? Obviously, B'Hashkacha Pratis, he was selected. We all understand that. But the reality was, he was killed in a bombing attack. Right? He was killed in a bombing attack by the Germans, Yimach Shemam. He wasn't commanded, and his father wasn't told, take your son and put him on an altar and be prepared to sacrifice him. That's not how he died. But he died. He gave his body. He made the real sacrifice. He actually gave his physical body for Hashem. So Yitzchak was prepared, commanded by Hashem, and gave his mind. Beratzon of Machshava was fully prepared to die al Kiddush Hashem. And the Rebbe's son, Rebbe Elimelech ben Tzion, Zecher Tzadik v'Kadosh Levracha, was not commanded per se, and many Jews who went to the gas chambers were not commanded per se by Hashem to die, but they gave their bodies. So says the Rebbe, listen to this, the combination of Yitzchak and Avraham's mind, the willingness, the machshava, the ratzon of Avraham and Yitzchak Avinu to make that sacrifice, Maisa Avo Simon Labanim, and then all of the Jewish bodies, all of the Jewish blood that was spilled throughout the generations, those who actually gave their bodies al Kiddush Hashem, they come together to complete the Maisa, to make the picture whole. Look at the words. Lachain, kol Maisa Yisrael hanaragim ayde akum. Every Jew who dies al Kiddush Hashem is the opposite of a Kiddush Yitzchak. It's a Maisa below Machshava. Right? Many Jews were killed instantaneously. There was a bomb that was dropped and someone was killed. They didn't even know they were dying al Kiddush Hashem. They certainly didn't have a bas kol tell them, I want you to be prepared to give your life al Kiddush Hashem. They did the action, but they didn't have the intention. Yitzchak and Avraham had the intention, but they never did the action. So, Chevra, look how it comes together. Says the Rebbe, what that means is that what? That every Jew who dies al Kiddush Hashem is a tashlum akedas Yitzchaki. It is the completion of akedas Yitzchak. When my son, says the Rebbe, Rebbe Elimelech ben Tzion, died al Kiddush Hashem, he was putting the finishing touches on Akedas Yitzchak, giving the body as well. Unbelievably sad and profound and deep. Shesham haisa haschala machshava v'ratzon, v'kan hasiyum v'hapu'ula. Chaver, underline the words. Because at Akedas Yitzchak, that was what? That was the beginning, that was the machshava, that was the ratzon. But here, the Jews were giving their lives in the Holocaust, that's the siyum and that's the pu'ula. That's the completion of the act of Akedas Yitzchak. Hainusha Keda Vechol Hanaragim Ibnei Yisrael Acharkach, Akedas Yitzchak combined with all the Jews throughout history who die Al Kiddush Hashem, Maisa Echad, who, it's one big act of sacrifice before Hashem. So now says the Rebbe, why is it that Yitzchak only La'asid Lavo is going to be able to say, Hashem, I gave myself for you? Because in real time, Yitzchak didn't give his body. Al Kiddush Hashem. He only gave his mind. He gave his intentions. He had all the kavanas in the world, but he didn't actually die. It's only after, and Rebbe obviously is davening that that period should wrap up very, very swiftly, but after Jewish bodies have been taken, it's only then that Yitzchak can say, look, I made the complete sacrifice. It wasn't just a ratzon. It wasn't just a machshava. Look how every Jew who died throughout history is helping to put the finishing touches on Akedas Yitzchak, to complete that sacrifice. Lachein rak la'asid. Shehi b'mehera b'yameinu, says the Rebbe. Therefore, the future, which halavai should be very, very soon, shekvar yishalmu b'poa hane'aragim la'ashem, where we've completed l'masa, the action of dying al Kiddush Hashem, shu'tashlum akedas Yitzchak, which is the finishing touches of akedas Yitzchak, then Yitzchak can say, Yomar Yitzchak, ha'krevas nafshi kadamech, I've given my life before you, Hashem. I finished the job. By way of who? By way of my children. Maisa avo simul labanim. Bepoel, im kol elu shashlimu pu'ulasi pu'ulas ha'akrava. With the efforts of those who completed my act, by actually sacrificing themselves, giving their bodies, giving their souls, mamish, masha'en ken mikodem, shenol nishlam od kol maisav shal Yitzchak ubanav. But prior to this period of history, when the Jewish people are giving their bodies to complete Akedas Yitzchak, HaKarbanos miBnei Yisrael shenergu lo hayu yachol lomer haKrevas nafshi kadamech. But until this happens, Yitzchak couldn't say, I finished the job, because he had yet to finish the job. And with this, says the Rebbe, we can now understand what's hinted to. You see how every word of the Torah is a living Torah. The Torah is not only a historical work written in context, but the Torah is speaking throughout the generations. And therefore, let's go back to the words of Akedas Yitzchak. Such unbelievable words. Vizeha remez achar hadvarim ha'ela, velokim nisa es Avraham. It was after these things, achar hadvarim ha'ela, says the Chumash, that God tested Abraham. What is achar hadvarim ha'ela? It was after these things. What kind of introduction is that to the Akedah? This is Parachav Beis Pasuk Aleph. This is the opening Pasuk, the introducing Akedah Yitzchak. What's the achar hadvarim ha'ela? Lo b'dvarim halalu she'etzal Avram v'yitzchak b'vad haya hanisayon. Says the Rebbe, because there's going to be an achar hadvar me'ela. Already before the Akedah starts, Hashem is saying, listen, you think this is Akedah Yitzchak? This is only part one. There's going to be an achar hadvar me'ela. After the Akedah, there sometimes needs to be another Akedah, an achar hadvar me'ela. This is just the beginning of the Nisayon. It's not only speaking to Avram and Yitzchak, Ragam achar hadvar me'ela, shekol osam haneharagim, that all Jews who will be killed in history, tashul maisa akedahi, again, are the completion of the maisa akedah, which is unbelievable. That means that when a Jew dies al Kiddush Hashem, he becomes one with Yitzchak Avinu in the greatest nisayon of history, and the greatest success, right? That Avram passed that 10th test. Like the Medrash says, had Avram not passed the 10th test, then it would be as if the other 9 weren't even worth it. Avram passed the test. But when a Jew makes a sacrifice on behalf of another Jew, whether it's mamish giving one's life, like the Rebbe's describing, or it's giving your time, it's giving your energy, it's giving your smile, it's giving your money, whatever it is, when you give to another Jew, you're partnering with Yitzchak Avinu in giving of yourself to complete the Akedas Yitzchak, to complete the sacrifice. And it's only then, once we've given enough of ourselves, then Yitzchak can say to God, Hashem, I made the sacrifice, and now it's time for you to bring Klal Yisrael home. It's time for you to bring the Geula. Kevan sha'al yedei zeh, mischafa ha'charon af miYisrael. When a person makes such a sacrifice, each time a Jew gives something of himself, it removes some of Hashem's anger at Klal Yisrael. It removes some of Hashem's disappointment for the times that we were selfish, that we were greedy, that we did averos. And therefore, when a person sacrifices, he gives himself on behalf of Klal Yisrael, And that's the ultimate chesed. That's, like we said, that's what it means to be a true chassid. So now, going back to what we started with, therefore we can understand, now we can understand, the pasuk that we started with, Ein ha-pasuk kori la-chassidim, ha-neharagim b'shem yoser gadol, kamo ba-avadecha. If you remember, David HaMelech said, when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, when the Chorban was taking place, David said, look how they've left the flesh of your avadim for the birds of the heaven to pick at. Look how they've left the flesh of your dead chassidim on the fields to be eaten by the animals. Says the Rebbe, if avadim, the Gemara tells us, is a name that was given to them because of their sacrifice, why is a chassid not given another name? Because a chassid is the definition of a chassid. That's the perfect definition of a person who makes a sacrifice, who dies al kiddush Hashem. Says the Rebbe, I know on my son's first yard site, of course my son's neshama is flying higher and higher, but chassid is the best title I can give to him. My son was a chassid. Mikol makom ikir ritzonam v'tachlisam shal ha-chassidim, hi ha-chassid sh'oisim b'zeh li-yisrael. Don't change my name. Don't call me something else. The fact that I'm a chassid, that I'm an ish chassid, that I gave of myself fully for Klal Yisrael, what more of a title of praise could I want? Lo ma sh'oisim la'atzvam. A chassid is not that which a person does for himself. And they don't want a title that reflects personal, spiritual success. They want to be recognized for what? For what they gave of themselves for the Jewish people. Vishuv chassidim nikra'im, milashon chesed im Yisrael. And therefore they continue to be called chassidim because of the chesed that they performed with Klal Yisrael. Last paragraph for today. Lachein bayom kazeh, says the Rebbe, on a day like today, as I commemorate my son's first yartzei, uveyamim keilu, and on days like these days, right, when we think about Jews who've given their lives al kiddush Hashem, tzrichim anu lashuv, we need to be inspired to what? To do tshuva. We need to do tshuva. Why? Ki gam kishehakrivu karban behema hayu tzrichim lashuv. Because when a person brings a karban, if you read the Rambam at the beginning of Hilchos Tshuva, the Rambam is super clear that everything requires tshuva. If you're chai of misa, you still need to do tshuva. If you break your friend's, computer, you have to pay for it, but you also have to do tshuva. Right? You have to say sorry. If a person brings a carbon to Beis HaMikdash, it's not enough to drop off the carbon and shech the animal, you also have to do tshuva. The Rambam says nowadays we don't have a mizbach kapara, we don't have an opportunity to bring carbono, so the only thing we have is tshuva. Right? But the Rebbe says when you would bring an animal carbon, it's accompanied by tshuva. Mikol shekein bekarbonos kedoshim ke'elo. All the more so, says the Rebbe, when you bring people, kedoshim, Jews who die al kiddush Hashem. If my son, says the Rebbe, speaking to Klal Yisrael, is going to be your karbon, if he's going to bring protection to you through the merits of his sacrifice, then what? Then we need to make sure that his karbon is not in vain. And a karbon requires what? Tshuva. It has to be accompanied by tshuva. So if Yitzchak brought the Ratzon and the Machshava to start Akedas Yitzchak, and all the Jews of Jewish history whose blood was spilt al Kiddush Hashem, Hashem should avenge their blood, are the bodies of Akedas Yitzchak, says the Rebbe, we have to be, every one of us has an achrayas, that their death shouldn't be in vain, because their carbon cannot be complete unless it's accompanied by tshuva. U'kishachos v'chalila. Listen how strongly the Rebbe says it. U'kishachos v'chalila. Ein shavim. If we don't do tshuva, ve'ein mekablim al atzmeinu la'avodas Hashem me'ata, if we don't accept upon ourselves to what? To be better Jews. To help to do our part in the completion of this national Akedas Yitzchak. Efshar sho'alim nefashos elu b'marom. Then perhaps these souls, like the soul of my son, says the Rebbe, will be asking in Shemayim, on high. They'll say, imkein lama niskarvanu. Why were we a carbon? If our carbon is not complete, if our carbon is not accepted because there's no tshuva to accompany the carbon, if our carbon is not going to be a complete carbon, then the neshamas are going to have a taina against us. They're going to say, so why did I give my life for Klal Yisrael? If my carbon is not even going to be processed in Shemayim because there's no tshuva accompanying my carbon. So chevra, this is our achrayas, this is our responsibility to understand that as we approach, again, the day of Yom HaKippurim, which is a day that has a deep shaykhis, obviously, to Akedas Yitzchak. We think about Akedas Yitzchak a lot in the context of our tshuva. And as we approach the Yom Tov of Sukkos, which is Man Simchaseinu, a holiday of Chesed, right? What does it mean to be a Baal Chesed? What does it mean to be a Chosid? What does it mean? How much am I giving for others? How much am I prepared to sacrifice for someone else? Sometimes I'm selfish and it's not worth it. It's not worth my time or my energy to help out somebody else. Right? But then HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, then you're not doing your part. Ma'isa avu simul lebanim. We all have to join together. That's part of what Akedas Yitzchak is. The Gemara says in Masechet Sukkah, Ru'uyin kol Yisrael leishev b'sukkah achas. One of the themes of Sukkot is Jewish unity, is achdus, is taking care of each other. Right? The Gemara says it would be fitting for the entire Jewish people to sit in one sukkah. And while the Gemara is using that as a halachic statement, explaining why maybe someone could borrow someone else's sukkah, but the literal words mean, Ru'uyin kol Yisrael leishev b'sukkah achas. It would be fitting, it would be reasonable for all the Jewish people to sit in one sukkah. How big is that sukkah? And the answer is it doesn't need to be so big. Because when you make room for other people, when you have this midah of gvura, this yitzchak, when you pull yourself back, you make space for someone else. And then there's room in the sukkah for another person. And that's what the Rebbe is saying about his son. My son was the type of person who in his lifetime gave to be mechazek and to give to others. And he made the ultimate sacrifice of gvura in order to what? To continue to provide shmira for Klal Yisrael. That is what the sacrifice of the tzaddikim does. It protects us. And therefore, says the Rebbe, we have to do our part to put the finishing touches on that, again, that national Akedas Yitzchak. Avram and Yitzchak began the process, and all the Kedoshim of Jewish history continued that process, and it's up to us to do the tshuva, which will make that that karban absolutely complete before Hashem. And then Yitzchak Avinu will be able to defend us and say, Rabbono Sha'olam, it's time to bring Klal Yisrael home, and Mirtz Hashem will be Zocha to dance by the Simchas Beis Shueva with all the Hasidim and all the Anshei Maisa. We'll be zochet to see Tcheres Amesim, to be with the Rebbe's son, Rebbe Elimelech Ben Sion, and all the Kedoshim who made this sacrifice. B'mheira b'yameinu. Amen. Yaakov, perfect timing. Say hi to everybody.
Hi.
Say Gemara Chesima Toiva. Have a great Yontiv, everybody. Okay. Thanks for learning. Have a great day. Gemara Chesima Toiva. We'll be in touch. Reb Dov, great to see you.
Gemara Chesima Toiva.
Gemara Chatima Tova. A good Kavan Shiar, everybody.